Let's analyze a Bir Halacha to start off the Shia today. Simen Shin Mem Sif Dalet. Shin Mem Sif Dalet Bir Halacha. The Mechaber said, Yesh li zoyer shlo lichto be'etzbo b'mashkin al ha'shulchan o be'eifa. Says the Bialacha as follows. The long Bialacha goes forever and ever and ever. Goes to, wow, end of the, halfway down, two pages later. I'm going to start at the end to see a little bit. Uve'inyan Roshim Rishamim. It's the fifth line. That's page Kuf Tzadi Aleph in my print. Attacked on the Shon Aramba. Umkor Yubi Rishami Perakla God. Bezel Shon. Hatzor Tzura. Harishon Chai Mishim Kosev. Vasheni Chai Mishim Tzoveya. Ube Europe. Sharishon Rasha Mesatsura Ba'avor. Kechiai Gavna. Vasheni Hevir Atseva Olav. Get an impression, the first one wrote with some kind of, let's say, a pencil, and the next guy took paint. This is Kederech Shatzayorim Roshmin. That's the Lashon of the Rambam, which the Bir Halacha writes towards the end, again, in Siv Dalet, towards the end of the Bir Halacha. He refers to himself that he quoted this in the Mishnah Berurah. For those who want to see the Mishnah Berurah, take a look. It's on the opposite page. It's the end of Chav Beis, where it's, we'll call it subsection Ches. Haroshem Rishamim Vitzuros Bakosel Vishoshar Bechayot Zibahem Kedev Shatzayorim Roshmin Hareza told us Kosev Bechayim Mishim Kosev Oset Tzura Bechli Tzura Haina Shakli Omid Lekach Lina Osa Rashi Afila Osa Mikzosa Chayim Mishim Maka Bepatish Shigmar Malachta Shalakli. This citation is coming from the Rambam, as Sharatzi and Memches and Memtes indicate. And he tells you, better look in the Bir Halacha. There, I quoted the Rambam in Mishnah Berurah, but I have to explain it in Bir Halacha. Take a look. V'hine, lo bir a Rambam behedron, v'inan shtei tzuros, dafka, kamosha, v'osios, in two letters. O v'zeh chayim afila v'yachas, v'chashiva v'fneyatza. What do you think? Rabbosai, it's a thought question. What do you think? Two letters are needed to be chayav. You need two pictures? What would you say? Huh? I would say no. A picture's worth 1,000 words, what do they say? At least two letters? I mean, you know. Yeah. Umi Rishalmi hazem avur. Oh! Diach tzura achas chayav. That's the impression that the Rishalmi gives. Ayin beli rav. And now we come to the main part. Hiksha devi haramam zel zeh. Amasha Pasuk Biatzal Peret Yud Vetaknu Mishnah Berurah that Sar Bekli Tzura Chiyuva Mishamaka Bepatish. Wait a minute. Why are you chayiv? Are you chayiv Mishum Kosev? Or are you chayiv Mishum Maka Bepatish? It's a problem. Here he says Roshay Mishuma Rishomim Betzuras Bekosel. Is Chayiv Mishum Kosev? We just saw it again, next to the Mem Ches of Sharatim. Is Chayiv Mishum Kosev? And he himself says, Tzara Tzura Bekli, that's right, the next line of Mishnah Berurah, is Chayiv Mishum Maka Bepatish. It's a contradiction from one line to the next. Vareinu says the Halig of Yalacha, Nichok Tzas, the Perik Yud, Lo Ayri Beroshem Baalma Kibbe Inyanenu. The bizarre lo nasa adayin gemar malacha lenaosa, ela she'osa atzura bevasachas, v'lochein lo shayach bazeh kosev, the inyan acheru. What does that mean? Inyan acheru. What's inyan ach? What does it mean? Ashenke b'dineinu, Irish also rak roshem shalatzura mitchila. Kedei sheyeda v'yoven atzoveya. I'm now to the last narrow line. Al yedei zeh achakach malitzboa. V'dome l'chosev. Shekosev os yol shemore ha'os al ezer davar. What's he saying in these few lines? El Yerabi asks a question, a steer between two Rambams. Says the Bialacha, no, nichok tzas, a possible answer. What does that mean? In the case where I am writing something, so the painter, when he comes, will be able to paint over it, or in it, we'll see later. So my writing indicates something. If I write on the board A, B, C, it indicates something. If I write a certain form that you're either going to paint in or on, it indicates something. I'm imparting a certain sense of information to the next guy coming in to either read what I wrote or paint over or in what I drew. That's called kosev. However, Abosai, however, okay? That's a comparison in the first, last vowel line, the first word line in the Bir Halach. But the earlier part, it requires a little more explanation. Tsar v'chli tsura is maka b'patish. Why? Why? Because again, here you're teaching somebody what to do later on. That's considered kosev. There, it's just making it, just tsar tsura. Tsar tsura is not a kosev. You're not teaching anybody anything. Okay, now you have direction. You'll read what I wrote. You'll draw in or on what I had indicated to you. No, I make a picture. I'm a picture of a, I don't know, a picture of a doll. I don't know. Okay, it's a picture of a doll, a nice doll. That's called tsar tsura. That's called maka b'padish. That's not called kosev. There's no information being communicated. It's just a picture. That's more or less what I believe that the Bir Halacha is driving at. Right? The word Inyan Acher is a little bit difficult. Now, the question is, what did the Mishnah Berurah mean? Did he mean that the first person is drawing the entire form, or is the first person drawing the outline? When I grew up, we used to have coloring books. What happens? Coloring books? Take a crayon and you fill in. So this guy wrote the coloring book. He's considered to be a kosev. So that's how the Megillah Sefer understands it. We read it to you over here now. In this beautiful sefer called the Megillah Sefer, Siman Yud Ches. I believe it's Sivkot and Tes. He understood it this way. Goes to Eliyarabba and he answers. If you make a picture of Sam Kacha, you're not a kosev. You're making a roshen. Wait a minute. Im rak misamein be'ez ha'mokam tzorav l'tzboa z'shayach yosel l'mlechas ha'misarteit. It's a different melacha. Misarteit. You know what sirtet is? You draw lines that you write on, or you draw pictures. You draw a crayon, you put the crayon in. That's a different melacha. That's not kosev. That should be Misarte. Now, where's Misarte come from? You shouldn't think of the made up of malacha, which doesn't exist at all. It's a malacha which exists. Take a look over here, Rabosei, at the very end of Sivkot and Chav Beis. And now starting the fifth or sixth line on column two, on the previous page 380 in my print. What does it say? Ha-Misarte, with a small nun gimel of the Sharatzi in his family. What Masada means, you're taking, in every Sefer Torah, and every mezuzah, they take a knife, whatever they do, and they draw lines, right? Ha-Masarte niyaru klaf v'chayot zibok, le-licht of shtei osios, tachas oso sirtu, chayach! Jesus over here the same thing. He says the next line. Chorshe Eitzim Shemavir and Chutchel Sikra al Gabi Akora. Vishy Yinsar Vishavet. Smisartate. He wants to know if, but this, what he's describing over here is really Misartate. That's his kasha. It's not kosher, it's Misartate. So he writes as follows. Rabosai, he writes like this. Hatzar Tzura Shlema is Chayim Mishum Kosev. Yeah, Tzura Shlema. It is Kosev, in a Chanam. I, the Gemara, now there's a din of Tzar Tzura that the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here in Sivkotten Chav Beis Ches, right? He says, you're making a tzura, chaya mishamaka bepatish. Doesn't look at the Gemara. There may be a typo over here. But it's an os mem test, or both. You have an os mem test in your Sharatim? Who has a new Mishnah Berurah? Or the os v'hoder?
Yeah.
What does it say?
It says Gemara ayin hey on the base.
Much better. Okay. Mine says ayin vav. Ayin vav. Wow, that's a whole different sugar completely. So thank God the new version picked up the mistake. If you have an old one, if it belongs to you, you can correct. If this belongs to me, okay, so I can correct. It's not ayin vav. It's ayin hey on the base. Okay. So let's take a look at ayin hey on the base. Open up, Rabbi Osai. Ayin hey on the base. He even quotes a Rashi. Rashi talks about it. He quotes a Rashi over here. See what it says. Hatzar, there's a little bays in the Bach on the Rashi. The Rashi's halfway down the narrow lines. Hatzar, says the Bach, Surah, the word Kli should be erased. Okay. He wants to erase the word B'Kli. Okay? Different Gersos on the side, he has the Os Reish. Maybe it means Tzar B'Kli Shal Tzura, whatever. So Tzar Tzura B'Kli. Okay? Sha'omed L'Kach L'Na'oso. So somebody who does that, Hatzar Tzura B'Kli Chai Mishamaka B'Patish. A little less than halfway down the dock. So what's the case? He didn't do the whole thing, says the Megillah Sefer. Achidish. He writes as follows. Hatzar Tzura Shlemos Kosev. The Gemara tells you Maka B'Patish Avshe Tzura Chelik Kotme Hatzura. Interesting answer number one. He only did part of it. Answer number one. Okay? Answer number one. Answer number two. Look it up later. It's at the end of page Kuf Lamed Aleph in the same. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot Tezvah from the Rash HaLevi. We saw this yesterday. Sho Yisra B'Shviras Ha'osios Shal Ha'uga U'davka K'shakosna Al Ha'ugos V'davar Acher Ha'va K'shakseva Yimei Ha'uga Atzma Ein Shem K'seva Aleho U'memel Oshach B'zeh Mechika. What's the pshat? Of course, from the Chazanish. Surah al apas lo chal hazeh shem surah elazoi tmuna zapas. Everything has to have some shape or other. Ulifizeh gam hatzar surah, page kuf lamed beis. Bekli. Ba'ofen shat surah himi gufa kli yesh lahatir. Shere kol kli yesh lo tzura mesiemes. Va'osa kli en l'chayva mishim kosei. What, are you kidding? I make it clear I'm Chai Mishim Kosev? No. El Mishim Bonen. We'll see later. Binyan Bekeh was one of our next sugars after we finish Tzoveh. V'lachein, gam in mashver l'kli t'muna miyucheres lo mistaklim al zeke k'siva, v'donim al zeke chelik me'asiyas ha'kli. V'afilu im choret v'kli eiz atzura, yesh nesiyachas lezeh mitzad bone, umakal v'patish, v'lo mitzad kosev. Right? As we go about the yesterday, Dagomir Rav, remember that? Srikin Misuyarin, the Rasha Levi, Ov and the Dag, which we spoke about. Tmuna Sapas, everything has a certain sewer, as the Chazanish said. Adka. Now, of course, this only proves, Rabosai, to be honest, to really be honest, the surah of the item itself. The case of the Srikin with Suyarin, as far as we know, you made it in the shape of a dog or shape of an oaf. But it seems to me, if you ask me anyway, that the Marash Alevi's case is worse. What happened over there? You took a piece of chocolate and you stamped Hershey's. Or you took a biscuit and you stamped, what do you call these days? Still called Fruman? That's what we called them when I was a student in the Caribbean. That was what we used to live on. They still have that company still in existence. Huh? No one bought biscuit in there still now. They have all these American products. We had nothing. We said Israeli stuff. You never saw biscuits in Israel with the name in it? No more? What's the name now? Kedem. Ah, the Americans took over. Okay, good. Huh? Osem. Okay, whatever it is. Whatever it is, they have their name imprinted in it. To me, that's worse. Because there, you don't have to say, that's a chiddush, that every cookie has its shape. Yeah, but the cake doesn't say Osem. That's if I took a whole cookie and I wanted to make an advertisement for Osem, I made some kind of, a big shape or something or other like this, which everyone knows that's their logo. Okay, that's one thing. But here you took a regular cookie and you're basically writing in it letters, O-S-E-M. That means you're writing in English. So that's different. That seems to me it's a little bit worse. Cain de Rally. Anyway, it's interesting. The Chayodom is very clear on this matter. And he says you may not bake a cookie on Yom Tov in a particular shape, because it's like a bird, for example, because you consider it to be a kosev. Whoa, kosev. Kosev. He himself, the Chayodom, allows you to break a cookie, which says on an osem. Kavachomer, if it's just shaped like a bird, but he himself asked you from creating a bird by baking on Yontif, considered writing. If that's called writing, it should be called erasing. A tarta de sasri in the chayot. This question is not my question. I read it to you and say the Shmiris Shabbos Kilchos. Those who have it should take it out. Otherwise, we'll look it up later on. Perik Yud Aleph, He'oro Lamad Aleph. Read together. Seems to be a clear stira in the chayot. Please listen carefully. It's a very interesting approach of Shlomo Zal. Yud Aleph Lamad Aleph. On top, he says, Lechem Biskvitim Shokolad. Who said so? We saw Mishnah Berurah Tetzvav just over here. Sharetzi and Chav quoted a series of Gedolim who held that. Well, let's take a look to refresh our memories and see who these Gedolim are who allow you to eat the cookie, which is the name of the company engraved in it, Chav. Oh, come on. Haskama Sachronim Karash Alevi. That's not fair. Yeah, who are they? Anonymous Sachronim. That's not fair. Okay, fine. We'll see soon. That's what he's quoting over here. Haskama Sachronim. Quotes others. Fine. Good. Chazanish doesn't like it too much. Fine. Meg Rep Shlomo Zalman Shamati. He says, you know, a new word. It's permissible to accept the Mefereshet Perek Yud Zayin Masechta Shabbos. So too, Shore Liftoa Chavis Avopishim Moche Kaosios Shal Gabi Achavios. Look, what's the difference the Malach of Koreh and the Malach of Moche? You do what would otherwise be a Malach in order to access the food. That's okay. Im ken yemuto lachto cha uga, til och lava pishe boche kaosios. What's the difference if I'm ripping open the bag, which has lettuce, or I'm eating the cookie, which has lettuce. Oh, the Marasha Levi, he looked up the original. He's matter everything. This is other poskim on Machar by Mechika. We have to be Machar, unless it's like Simon Shin Yudal Tzivches, like Shomer Agozim, K'lelita Locho Shebehem, Chutzim Chazanish as well. And Shviras Achava Sukriyas Aor, Hein Ken Shviras Agozim. Oh, Mechika proper, they were not matter. Elo, he says, the letters that are on the cookie itself, or the part of the cookie, it's like Egos Atzmo. There's no Yisra of Mechika. If this is the case, Rabbi Osai, this is the Pshat, we understand very well why it's permissible to engage in this in the positive sense, in the negative sense, of undoing this, but you're not permitted to create the because that's considered to be kosher. This is found in Megillah Sefer. Read it to myself. Listen carefully. Often uga biyotif also lasts me aisok aim to us off or shatsura shagamza bechal kosher. Chayodam cloud sadi beis gimel. Kuandem should be yasser to eat the uga. But it can't be. It can't be. It's just not true. So he says this distinction in the name of Shlomo Zalman. Atka. Having said this, we go back to the Yerushalmi as it's quoted in the Bir Halacha. So now going back to Bir Halacha, close this for the moment. Come back later, Mitzvah Shem. Back to the Bir Halacha. Hatzar Tzura. Close it enough from the Yerushalmi. Again, we're repeating it again. It's on page Kuf Sadi Aleph in this print. It's under Siv Zayin. The fifth or sixth line. Hatzar Tzura, Rishon Chayim, Mishon Kosev, Shein Mishon Tzaveya. Right? Good. So he explains. I color with a pencil, and then I go over with pen. I got the impression, Rabbi Osai, he did the entire picture. Not just the border. The Megillah Sefer understood he did only the border. It's Masarte. The way I read it, he wrote the whole thing in pencil. The whole thing. So what does it say over here? One tzura is enough, you don't need two. Why? Let me quote, he doesn't explain why, but you said it on your own. What did I say? A picture's worth 1,000 words, kavachom with 2 letters? Guess what? And this beautiful sefer called the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, on the Kosev, he talks about this. He says 2 letters is a shir in chashivus, and if I can be chashiv without it, I'll be chayiv without it. It's in this piece on Kosev, in footnote number 22. It's on page Kuf Peites. He says over here, I feel the Tzura Achas Chayav, Yerushalmi, Hatzar Tzura Natu, Rambam, Mishnah Berura, Be'alocha. Okay? Achas Tzura Achas Chayav, and Tzor Dakla Beis Tzuras. Why? Kevin da filo Achas Chashu Rifnei Atzma. Well, if he's a Mashma, he says, the doctor of Tzura Shlema Sheshem HaShmos for love of Mitzas Tzura, not a half a Tzura. That's what he suggests. Perhaps Rav Osai, that's what the Rambam means. There's Yechav Mishum Maka B'Patish Mitzas Tzura, but here the second Mitzas has a Mashmos. It's exactly a question, what's going on over here? So in order to understand, as I mentioned yesterday, at the end of this year, who talks about what's called Kosev and what's called Tzoveya, I asked you all to see the Kilos Yaakov. Who saw the Kilos Yaakov? A little bit? Can we get it on? Can we get that on?
Yeah.
Can you please get it for me? Let everyone have the wisdom of the stifle, the Goyen Ador. He discussed at great length, Simon Men, what's the difference in Kosev and Tzoveya? Because again, next week is Tzoveya right here, Rosa. And I have... You'll be getting an email about a beautiful piece by Rabbi Jack the Schlitter from Teaneck about makeup on Shabbos, which is, for those who are married, they know it's already a problem, and those who will be married will find out. For those who have sisters, they already know. Makeup is a major issue. for Jewish women and girls. And at first glance, it's a really very serious violation. We'll see how we can analyze this to the best of our ability. B'siyata d'shmaya. For those who are sitting in the back, maybe for this, maybe have to, unless you get on your own screen. Okay, so you get on your own screen, and you don't need this screen. Otherwise, it'll be hard to see. I don't know how big the print is going to be over here. Okay, we'll see. Kilos. Okay, that's the same one on Shabbos. Okay, if it works, it works. It's still spinning its wheels, this computer. Okay. Let's see what happens now. Okay.
Okay. Doesn't. Okay. I know what page it's on.
It's a really good key. I'm a badger. I didn't know what page it's on.
Okay, don't tell me. It's okay. For some reason, it's not reading that we're in the library. So.
You only can read the first 40 pages?
Yeah. I'm going to try to read.
What? You have it?
No. No, I'm just, I don't know what's wrong.
Ah, you're blocking him.
No, okay. Now it's going to work.
Everyone else gets off. Maybe you can get on, then you get on later. If that works. Sure. If he blocks you, but you don't need it. Once it's on the screen, you'll have it, all right? Let's see what happens.
Okay.
You ready to learn from yesterday without Dougal Miravava? Once in a while, it's worth waiting a few minutes to get the Chochmah of Gedolei HaTorah. Yes?
While we're waiting, can you really repeat the distinction by cookies?
Yes. In other words, the heter to eat the cookie is not the pshat that what's there is not considered to be ksiva. It's called ksiva. But there anyway. It's like breaking, when you break a walnut. Oh, thank you so much. That's it.
Okay.
It's not considered to be a malach of soser, because it's just accessing the food. So you break a barrel, comparable to shover egoza, we saw that. So here too, you eat the cookie, it's labeled just as an act of accessing food, not labeled as an act of mechita. But if that's the case, there's no heter to create a cookie with the shape of a bird. That's how I understood based upon what he writes in Megillah Sefer over here. Now, let's put together. Chiluk bein soveal. I need the next page. Where does it say next here? Just tell me where it is.
Just scroll down. Scroll,
the mouse. Go straight down. Okay, good. Hatzar tzura. Chayim ishe maka bepatch. You see, no soveya, no kose. Only maka bepatch. Fine. Tzarech beer. My time alo yeh b'tzar tzura mishim soveya. So what's the answer first? Chokek. The guf hakli k'ein surah below tzeva. So that's why it's the Isha Yisro. Let it be kosei, chakik es kol ksiva. Yeah, that's his kash. L'chorev shalom. The aim of mitzayir surahs b'shem kosei rak within tzoveya. Why? The l'chorev shalom. B'chol tzoveya, lama le'chai b'shem kosei. B'chol kosev, lovely ischayim, it didn't survey our question. V'yei shlomo. He gets more than one answer. Be careful, Moshe. He's going to be more than one, but just hang in. Inyan tzvihu she'ayin nene mehamare. A painting, a Rembrandt. Inyan ksivahu, you like Rembrandt. You paint the house, you paint this wall white, so it looks nice. The inyan ksivahu, imparts knowledge. Habachinul is that what's the litmus test? Bim Ruvein Roa Biksav. Bikore. Bishimon Shomea. Gam Shimon enemy aksav. Right? The stipler wrote this. We're all having enough from it. Shomea Dvarav. If someone's going to listen to it, maybe on a Wayu Torah, and he never saw it, he hears it. He's also Nana. Ilutzir she inyano yofi la'ayin im Ruven yire the yisapra l'shimon. Woo! Mashiro, I saw this beautiful picture. And was that all the shimon klum? Forget it caused him pain. He couldn't get to the museum. Well, if he's there, ain't with Sartsura Mishim Kosei, back with Shim Tzaveya. I just saw this beautiful doll, whatever. But he didn't see it, no one know from it. No information. Fine. Uchshechoke, the gufa kli below tzeva, lechagabe Shim Tzaveya. It's not Kosei because it's not imparting information. Not Tzaveya because it's just digging in. But maybe only Makal punch. I will near it because there ain't no. Oh, but the great terrors. No, it's not true. Why is it not true? Shebehedin mavua baramba. Yud aleph yitzayin, quote, Roshem told us, Kosevu, Ketzada Roshem, Rishamim, Vitsuros bakosa, Lubishashar, Vichayotebo, Kiderach Shatzayorim Roshmin, where is the Chaimishim Kosev? Whoa! He drew a mural on the wall. That's considered to be what? Kosei. For the hetish again, ba'osat tzura eschay mishum kosei. If him came tikshit tuva, for the tzar tzura bechli demashad lekel mishum akwa patish. Who has his kashna mekevas ha-mishnah? What did he answer? Tzara ala nir ala kosei al chay mishum kosei. Tzara bechli eino begeda kosei v'ayin shum. What's the difference? What's the tzara bechosei tzara bechli? So he says, look at the Ritva on Sadi head. Hachilik shemen kosev v'tzoveyahu. Now this is teretz number two. Teretz number one, he really didn't like the Rambam. Teretz number two. Inyan tzviya hu asiyas tikun bidavar hanitzva shemashbicha u'miyapeyu bezeh. What does it mean, tzviya? You are enhancing the appearance of the object which you painted. Famous Gemara, right? Osios Porchos Bavir, that's only happened once. We don't have Osios Porchos Bavir. Normally, if I'm painting the wall should look nice. If I'm writing, it's the letters that count. I can't put letters in the air. I have to put on a surface. So the surface is serving the letters. When painting, the paint is serving the surface. That's quite a fundamental distinction. Below, kimalechas tzoveya, shatzviya b'shamash hashbiach hasadova makabas hatzeva, which is exactly the reverse. Who says so? Rambam. Hakosev amalasa kalkel esaor chayev. Look at Rambam writes, Losh. She's all in the Makaras, right, these Rambams. She'ein chiyuvo al mekom aksav el al aksav. It's a Tosefta, as the Magad Mishnah says there. Ein chiyuvo tiksiva mishum shetikin b'zeh sanir. Oh, I made the paper better. That's ridiculous. It's shvicha. But keret. El asiyah sa'os yos atzman hein hein amalacha. As I just said, watch this. Bitzor tzura yeshkel. Shim tachlis kavanoso liyapos dover hamakabalas tzura. That's called tzoveh. Chokak. Don't knock on the patch. Ustama de milsa da tzura bekli hakavano lashpiach es hakli ulitakno. And therefore, Abosai, it's not just that the kli is a surface for your creativity. Other way around. Your creativity is to make a nice kli. That can't be kosei. That might be tzoveya. But if you're not adding any paint, you're only digging it and forming it, all it could possibly be is makom v'patish. Hashkosev Rambam, v'tzor tzura b'kosel, that we told us kosei v'haynu, v'shahosem yike kavanoso shia lo tzura. No! He wants to draw a picture of Rabbi Avadya Yosef, that's how. He wants a picture of Chacham Avadya. You can't make it in the middle of the air. Gotta put on something. So he goes over to the wall with a paintbrush and he paints a picture of Avadya on the wall. Wow. Wow, what a beautiful picture. Right? Watch this. The Ficha, who will say Alakosa Batarnir. They say that Gedolim, who had no paper, would write on the walls. No, the Rambam, I kid you not. Really, they wrote on the walls. Because they didn't know what to write on. They write on the walls. So the wall was their paper. Havlena kavona lashpiach as hakosa. But Adrava, hakosa mishamash as a betorim soi, the tikkun atzura. L'chein machashe bin yiksiva. Meiridik, Rabosai, meiridik. If I write, shut yabia oimer. As a mavad, he wrote all those beautiful tshuvas, he wrote with his pen. So he was cursed. He was trying to impart his wisdom to us. He needed a wall. So you put his picture, you want his picture. But where are you going to put it? You put it on the wall. Huh? If, on the other hand, you have some clay. Oh, dreidel. Next chapter, right? I made it out of clay. So I make a dreidel out of clay. I want the dreidel. That's what I want. So I want the dreidel to make out of clay. So that's Sarat Surah. That's considered, not considered to be kosei. And since it's not painting it, it's not considered to be soveya. You're left with Makabe Patish. That's it. This we just saw in real life. Hatzar Tzura. Harishim Chayim Mishim Kosev. Hasheni Mishim Tzoveya. What's Pshat? I think this means, I don't know what the next letter is. I'm going to slide it along. I'm afraid to slide, I'll lose the other side. Pirisha what? Kuf somebody. Harishim, maybe it's Korban Ha'eda, but I don't know if that's, is that a hay?
It's a Kuf Ayin.
Korban Eda, he probably didn't have enough ink too. The second we're out of ink, he was living in the poverty. Pirsha Korban Eda, Harishan Sha'osat Seer Ba'avar Obed Yo, Chaimishim Kose, Hashane Amara Tsemal of Chaimishim Tsavea, Urib Shuta, Hachilib and Harishan Shanehu, the Chor. Should the Melechas Tsivahi Bidyo O Ba'avar, Umelechas Tsvihu Bimara Miapeg of Tseva paint, Achtema. I'll take ink. I'll go to the store. What's that famous ink? That paint store. What's that paint store called? The famous paint store, whatever. I forgot what it's called. Go to the paint store. Give me paint. Take a paint. And I'll take a brush. Kahana Chai. I don't know what I'm going to write. Kahana Tzadak. Okay. I'll paint Kahana Tzadak with a paintbrush. Some Chai Mishim Tzoveya. What are you kidding? But I'm using paint. Can't be, right? Can't be. And Mishnah Shlema Shininim, Kose B'dyo, V'chol Dama Shemeskayim Chai, V'yi Mishum, Shekfar Kose B'mkomo, Hazeh B'dyo, Halomah V'sikwa Gai B'dyo Chai, V'gitin Yotes. If you're on the pot, there was some time Shem Mekalkal, Ayin Shem, Ho'cholekah Mekalkal, Shereikachu Seder Asiyas Ovnim. They first draw the, you know, the in pencil, they put out, go over with ink or with pen, or with paint. The Masha is Barati Yesh Levar. Hey, Dave, beautiful. Hatsura Hashem is Bitzavu Hashem Liyapo says Hadavar. It already exists. The first guy did it already. I'm just making it look nice. It's in Mishim Tzoveya, Velok Siva. Shin Hadavar Mitzvah Mishamish Lat Siyur. El Hat Siyur Mishamish as Hadavar Liyapo, so to make what's there already, to make it nicer. Coming later, we just saw, right? It's important information. Good. That's Teretz number two. Good. Rabbi Osei, right? You got with the seminary two Teretz. Och and Adayin Tamu Ali Tuvo. Mashaposagah Rambam. Perik of Gimaloch Yidat, the Kochelet Mishim Ksiva, who I am Shom. Rabbos, I already told you after two Girsos, right? We saw an name Mishpah yesterday? Two Girsos. Afal Pishim Maskonas Agamor, Dafsadi Hek, the Kochelet Mishim Soveya, Ayan Bagos Agrip. Who's the grip? Who knows what the grip is? Anyone know what it stands for, grip? So Yishaya Pick. Rabbi Yishaya Pick, you also call him Yishaya Berlin, in two last names, Pick. He wrote the Ha'oris to the Ein Mishpat. The Ein Mishpat Shem, the Girsas Rambam, Zal Girsas Aruch, to the Maskona Kocheles Mishum Kosevitz, because of a smart. Akalpodim time in the milsa kosher lahavin. Ech shenefarish achili ben sovei lekosei. Ben kederach arishin. Ben kederach sheni shekasavnu. Mistaber. Vaday de kochelas eno ele mishum lasa de tzoveya. Why? Number one. Inyano liyapos adover hanitzvah. Right? And number two. Either the first two terutzim, kochel should be what? Sovas. And as a matter of fact, after we pass, it is sovas. What's the Rambam? The Kozakos Seves. All right, different gears. What's the love that's behind it? We count the shot number three and final. I think there are only three. Unless I make a mistake. There are three. Third and final. Ulai koged the kosev who? Watch this. She also dover. Al haklaf o aniya. The ena kavana she ikones adyo l'toch haklaf atzmo. Rak she olav should be on top. Something may go in, but that's, you don't care about that. You can't see it. On top you can see. In it sovehu she guf adover yiklo ratzeva bi atzmuso. She enira she zeo mara shel gufo. You take a sweater. You want a brown sweater, you take brown dye, and now you have a brown sweater. Oh, are you, what do you mean, a sweater, sweatshirt? Sweatshirt? It's a brown sweatshirt? I guess right. The sweatshirt wasn't made brown. Oh, you wearing a brown sweater in the back? It's brown?
This is purple.
Purple, my eyes are not so good. A purple sweater. So you took your sweatshirt and made it brown, you took a sweater and made it purple. Didn't start that way, but now it's a sweatshirt, it's a sweater. The whole thing, that's the color. Right? That is the color. You'd like people to think that, yeah, it always was a sweat. It may have been white, but okay, it's always a sweat. The whole thing looks that way. Watch this. Why? Shagam kocheles, ein ritzon of the woman, she nira ki'ilu etzem gufu umara kocho. She was born with blue eyes. What are you kidding? The zel bemes genai le guf. To be born with blue eyes? I don't mean blue eyes, my beautiful blue-eyed girlfriend. I don't mean that. I mean blue eyes, the top of the eyes, the eyelids are blue, and under the eyes is blue. You're born that way, you have to go to a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon. That way you have to, you're born that way, right? Raka Kavana, Sheiroa Shemuna Chalgufa Eitzalena, Mara Mamash's Kol. Now this is you don't understand it as men, we don't understand this. I'm assuming no one in this room, am I correct? Have you used eyeliner or eyeshadow or eye, any of this kind of stuff? Baruch Hashem, it's a shadow of a begadisha, because I think it's, even in America today, I still think it's a woman's zach. I don't think men do this. We crave the other things, but I don't think this.
On TV.
Whoa.
On TV, though.
What? Men?
Yeah. Because when you're filming in a studio, they have very strong lights. And you look really pale, so they put on makeup to give them a normal skin.
Including blue on the eyes?
There are crazy.
A lot of makeup.
Oh, makeup. Well, that's not the same as blue. We'll get the makeup in a minute.
Something like that. There are people in society that do that.
Society. I don't want to talk about certain societies, which are... Let's leave it out. I will ain't a rotzon. She nered that tachshid who etzem aguf. A woman wears a diamond ring. She doesn't want to. She thinks she's made out of diamonds. Oh, my wife, she's a diamond. Yeah, but not that she's a whole body made out of diamonds. That can take her to the hospital. Made out of diamonds. What's the guy, Midas? The Midas touch all turns to gold. He couldn't eat any bread. But he touched the bread and he'd starve to death. It reminds me of this, right? L'chein, he can be chaygav the mishim las of the kosei. That's called a kosei. The Gemara says that if you use srak, we'll see that's next week's shir. Use makeup. It's also mishum tzoveh. We'll see soon. Mashal, here it is. Maveres srak al poneh. I'm giving everyone an assignment. See, now on Sunday, find out what exactly they use as srak in the time of the Mishnahs. Time of the Brice. It's a Brice of Mishum Elazar. It's srak. What is it? What was it made from? I have a lead, which I just thought of. It's a Rabbi Felix. We want to say it called the Simche HaMishnah. I'm not mistaken. Maybe Professor Yehuda Felix. All the realia. The two ones. One about the animals.
The
I'm sorry?
He's the botanist.
He's a botanist, right. He may know Please look it up there, what the Sirach is. Let me know tomorrow, okay? Let's see on the line right now what the Sirach was. We have a few speculations. It's very relevant to Lachal Amais. We'll see soon. Efshadu Mishim Tzoveya. Pasal HaKavani. Yes! 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 Sheyirok Ilu Zeh Maraguf Atzma. She wants people to think that her skin is a whoop! Oh, whoop! You know, she's pale. It should look either more red, maybe a little more dark. You fill in the blank. I never put on makeup in my life. But everybody, the women have the blush. And this, you know, is that the word, right word? Blush? Is that the right word? It's a little bit reddish. They want people to think, yeah, that's them. That's me. That's called Soveya. Maybe with that, we never put on makeup in his life. I give you my word. But he understood what it's all about. So if he's there, Gamat Sart Sura Shal Tzipor. V'chayotzebo, ha'vei me'inin kosev. She'ne kavona ela she'irot surizu ala chepetz. V'lo she'isra kilo she'zeo etzem maris ha'chepetz. She wants to know, but so tzura b'kli, why is only makam apadash, why isn't it kosev? Maybe he did it without any dyo. Maybe tzor shnei tzuras b'kli, and the chinami the chayim shem kosei, v'shiksivu beis osios, tzurachas chos hashira. Wow, makam bepatish, ma'am lachas tikuno, kol shim shetzara mitzas tura, kolosh na rambam, mitzas tura, it's chos hashira beis osios. It's a little bit shver, a little bit shver. It's a little bit difficult. Yishama the sheni is chayim v'shem tzoveya. Why? It's kocheles. Ksivu lo tzviya, tzorachim, v'ashem yizbor, yor einenu b'mor toroseinu akadosha. Now, so we're still a little bit stuck. He referred to what he said before, here in Oz Gimel, what he said before. So, tamad chochem es the makasha. Shochet chai v'shem tzoveh, we saw the Gemara yesterday, and I find, hey, why? The nichle le litvis beis ha-shchita, dhamma. When he wants it, it's a marketing device. You have the thing red, it'll attract people's attention, they'll buy your animal coming out of the slaughterhouse. Hosam Eino Mechavin Klal Shia Bosar Nira Bosar Atzmuso Ubimara Dam. Then no one's going to want to buy it. Rakshin Nira Shanafal of Dam Shchita Kihechit Listli Velizman to see it's fresh. Nonetheless, Yechayim Hashem Tzoveh Avi Yofa Heir. It's a good Heara. Says the Heilige Stipler. Al B'emesa Rambam Lo Posek B'zeh Karav. Who else Hashem Tzoveh? Lecha Mishnah wants to know. Rav and Shmuel Lo Karav. But that can't hear Shlomar. Shiro L'sok Lo Karav. Mikoach Sugya. The Daf Sani Hei. Kocheles B'shem Tosei. And Tzviya D'shoch And Kocheles Damina Hadadi. And Rav certainly holds that way, would be Soveya. Yep, he passes like Shmuel, because of Kocheles, it's like Shmuel, and the only time Hashem Shokhet and that Hashem Soveya. Ulai time of the Shmuel, the summer Hashem Shokhet Hashem Soveya, Hashem the Choset, the summer of Nichol and Mitzvah. Maybe. Ali Bichayim Hashem Kosev. No, it's not Kosev, you have to have an oath or a tzir. It's time you have take a blot of ink. You pour ink on the paper. You don't care where it falls. Lichluch bi'alma, it's not the rachsiva b'kach. It's the palpil, kasafti, lahoyer, Hashem, yor, einai, b'torah, ha'kdosh. Ad kan the stipe. What a fascinating stipe. I'm so glad we went through it together. Beautiful. I see you have a copy. You were smart enough to make your own copy. So therefore, you can look it up later on. You borrow his copy. This is what the stipe says. It's all remarkable. I mean, agreeing with this again, I'm just leaving it the way it is. Truth is, we could argue. The question from the Yerushalmi, why the second Chayim Hashem Tzoveya? One could argue as follows, that the Babli is against the Yerushalmi. So I would have answered his territory before, his question before. Fine. Okay. Habol, say, open the Shulchan Aruch, Sipheh. Okay. We had a fascinating time of Kosev and Tzoveya. We'll come back to it as we go. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, Sipheh. Mutter lirshom b'tziporen al sefer k'mo shirosh for the simon she'ein zedover ha'miskayim. Source on the side osches tur mishta brura yesh machbirim b'zeh. Okay, Chav Dalid. Dafka Rishima ken kabi amal zikaron sheesh b'ze eda tol sofer. U'mishum plochashim ksav klal b'lav achi. Nothing. Avalasos commit os vareosa filo b'osatz. A line you may draw with your fingernail, but not even one letter. Not even one letter. That's what it says. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? The whole thing is so shapile plurim dikas hadis. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Where does it come from? Where does it come from? Where does this thing come from? The only source is the Torah. The Torah, 99.something% of the Torah is taken from earlier sources. Father, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rashba. Here, you look at the Torah, just says it. As a matter of fact, open up to you to the Bir Halacha. Take a look, please. Bir Halacha. Mutter. It's the sixth wide line on the next page. Hine Abach Vataz Hikshu. Al Divri HaTorah V'Shulchan Aruch. Mimasnitz against the Mishnah. Perek Abona. The Rosh Shem Ukamo Kosei. Shekain Rosh Mel Karshia Mishkan Leida Ezo Banzugo. By a Rosh in Shte Rishimos, Vidavar Miskayim Chayab Chattas. In Cain, Vidavar Shein in Miskayim, Sorok Yas Osim Vidar Abonim. Greece the Mishnah Shom, and in Kose Vidavar Shein in Miskayim, Kanabas Siv Dalit. Lachain Pazak Abach Miko Amzeh, the Loka Torah Mechava. Because of the Osim Vidar Mitziporim, Afrosh Shemechat, Bonaron quotes it. The Taz of Miyashri Vidokach, Adka. Everyone understand the question? Question is very, very powerful question. Very powerful question. Should we put the Rabbalasa? B'nei ha'emes, what's the answer with the true terrors? K'moshe mitzadeh el yirabba loma. That tur svir lehe she'ein halachik rabbi yosi. K'moshe kotzav harab, the bar tenur. V'yim kein. Roshem sritos bi'alma. Eino b'chlal kosev klal. V'osurak b'd'rabbonon. Don't b'd'rabbonon. Ulakach b'dovah she'ein miskayim muta legamri hayin shom. It's like a double derabbanan. They weren't gozer in this particular case. B'dovah baru she'keinu kan kedas harif barash rambam rabbeni yeruchim the lower rabbi yosi. How do you know? The rekulam pasku the kosev the small potter if you're not ambidextrous. That's against rabbi yosi. Is it gemara's of the ferish? Everyone with me so far? It's a double drabbon, they weren't machu. Okay, bedarke Moshe, hey, b'shem or zeru, ali, yes, sir. The choshash, the das, Rabbi Yossi, the roshim, chai, mishkimo kosei, then came with the roshim in the sky, most of the drabbon. And the Knesset Gdola says, roli rei shemai l'achmer b'zeh, b'yuke Yosef as well, and look later on. Okay, this is the idea found over here. Fine. The truth is that the Or Zeruah said something remarkable. I think we should see the Or Zeruah inside because it's important to go back to original sources. How do I get on to back to Bar Ilan? Risk?
Yeah.
I go here. Rishonim Sifri Halach. Or Zeruah. What? Or is it wrong? Ilchus Shabbos. Where is it, Rabbi Osai? Ilchus Shabbos. Someone find it for me, please. Ilchus Shabbos. Okay. Ilchus Shabbos, Rabbi Osai. We will be able to find Ilchus Shabbos. The Or is a Ruah discusses this very, very important matter in Simon Ayin Gimel. See what he says? Not too long, right? Oh. Look what it says over here carefully. Watch this. Watch what it says. Hamasaret al Basaro. Rebeleza mechayev chatas v'chacham and poltri. Abel chatchila kulam osim. V'pirish Rashi. Rebeleza, let's open up to the Rashi. Let's see, on our daf. Back in Perek Abona, look at the Mishnah, please. last one as well. Where is this? Hamasarit Abasaro. Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Katas Bechachamim Potim. Here it is. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Sixth line. Hamasarit Abasaro in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Katas Bechachamim Potim. Zok Rashi. Hamasarit B'michtav O B'sid. That's what we have. What does he have over here? What does he have? Pirish Rashi, Rabbi Osai. Hamasarit B'michtav O B'sikra. What? What does the Oz Mahadah say? Instead of Sid, let it test. What does he say? What's let it test? Basira. That's correct. Look at Rashi in the Rif, says that way. Look at the Ran, says that way. And look at the Rashash, says that way. So these are two mistakes. We have a Sid is a mistake. What's in our Zeruah? Basikra is a mistake. It should be Sira. What does that mean? What does this word mean? What does the word mean? What does the word mean? Michtav is an eight barzel, and sira means a coats, like a thorn. You make sritas with a sharp implement. That's what it means. So therefore, you can't do it on a piece of paper. That's what it says. No, all the tour do. The tour will have to explain that the misarate is if you write a letter. If you write a line, it's okay. In any event, Rav Osai, this is a very serious matter. And we mentioned before that the tour said it with no source whatsoever. Zero. No source. No source. If you look in the Piskei HaTosfos and ASBC, he says the opposite. Piskei HaTosfos is found right after the end of the Gemara. Not much right afterwards, although. After Likutei Rashi in this edition. Piskei HaTosfos. Simon Shin Nun, it's on page Gimel in this edition. Shin Nun. Ein Lirsha B'tziporin Al HaSefer Lo Lichtov, etc., etc. Every single Tosfos, almost, it tells you which Tosfos you got it from. It tells you what Daf, what Dibra Maskil, what's the exception? This one. So the Torah has no source, Lekula, and the Piskei HaTosfos has no source, Lechumra. That was right without sources. It's a funny thing. Tur always has sources. He also always has sources. Looks like someone has something getting over here. All of a sudden, there's no sources. Not even the most documented works, the Tur and the Piskei HaTosfos, they both have no sources. Zero. And it goes back to the Oz Zeruah. Let's take a look back over here again. Let's explain what's going on over here. What's this? Says, what do you do? Adam ma'ayin halacha b'shabbos ubo alibo shum chiddush shetzarach lisho she'asa lo lirsha b'tzipor al aginyon l'zecher shlo yishkach midi ame misarad al besaro asa l'chuli alma Rav Yossi nami dinimuko imo general rule osero shem b'yalma. What does that mean? Is he possibly like Rav Yossi? Is this just a throwaway line? Is he saying it's misarad? Or is he saying we pass like Rabbi Yossi? Now, Nimuko Imo is a tremendous compliment. Nimuko Imo, we usually follow Rabbi Yossi, Nimuko Imo. He's going up against the Tanakama. Come out, every Rishon we saw pass like Tanakama, they pass like the small. Is he going to be Machir with small too? The Oz Zeruah? Because Nimuko Imo? Interesting, what's going on over here? Again, the Torah will assume that Misarav is a letter, and not a line. And why Oser? Oser. Oser Chayev. Oser means it's Oser. Should be Chayev and Araisa. Perhaps what he means is as follows. Eino Miskayim is Oser, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mutter according to the Rabbanim, as the Torah said. But whereas the Torah disregards Rav Yossi, those the Ruah is worried about him. Chosh to Rav Yossi. That's the lashon of the Dak Emosh. Didn't say pass like Rav Yossi. Even said the Mukahima. No, he can't pass like Rav Yossi. You know why? Because the same source over here, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit now, a little bit ahead. It's an incredible Ozerul. Incredible. Watch this. What does it say over here? Look at this. Look inside. This Ozerul is a classic, classic, classic. Rav Yoel, Rav Yitzchak Halevi. And so much the father of the Rav Yoel we saw before. Mibun. Because he came from Bun. Pirish. Sheksav Komrim. Who are Komrim? What's a Komrim? Clergy, means the priests. Oshak Savin. Levad me Ashuris v'yavonis. Im Kosva Yisrael v'shabas potem in HaTorah. Dein Oksiva. Ben HaChashuvim Olacha. Do you believe what's going on over here? Any other Ksav except for Ashuris or Greek doesn't count. It's not on the level. It's only the Rabban. Hey. Talk about a boon for the doctors after writing the hospitals. According to this, they're not going to write Ashur, it's not writing Greek. Their handwriting looks like Greek sometimes, but it's not really Greek. So the mail, let me know he's in the Raisa right away, if he's right. What's his proof? The guy seen in Yerushalmi, Mao B'choloshen, Aleph Alpha, the Greek, Beis Beta, this is probably a typo, should be Beis Beta, you know, with Beis Yud Sof Aleph, probably. Hula Shon Yevonis. Alpha Beta. We know a little Greek, but it's probably as far as we go. Right? Umashma, O Bagufan Shalonu, our script. O Bagufi Yevonis, Greek script. Bahaino Diyama Kotsman, Olav Ono, Afila Bishabis, a famous more Gim Davches. If you want to buy land from a goy, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. How can that be? Tanisa Doraisa. What's the only way out? Kerbosai? Shvus to Shvus. Come on. But Malcolm, what? Mitzvah. Why did it shrus to shrus? The guy is writing it out with his ink, with his pen and paper. Why? B'chein oma l'akam v'olse b'gufen shalhem sh'em ola shrus d'rabbanon. The guy is all gufen shalhem ola gufen didan asur ola gufen shalhem ola shrus shich b'maise d'oraisin. You can't do it. Atkan. Now, Rabosa, you understand very, very well. If the Or Zeruah seems to be approvingly quoting the Rabbeinu Yoel, that any other script except for Ashuris in Greek is not a din d'oraisa, no way he can pass it at one line in d'oraisa. I quoted before and I ain't given Rav Yossi. Chosh the Rav Yossi. He's worried about it, but he's not really passing that way. Is it that clear? It's important to understand these distinctions. It's chosh. We should try to be machah for him. But he can't possibly pass it away because it's against what he says on Daf 2-3 Simon. Now, Tosha says this is ridiculous. Chas for Shalom to say this. I Gemar Gittin Daf Ches. Who knows what Tosha's answer is? Who knows Gittin there? Let's look Gittin once in the Yeshiva somewhere. What did Tosha's answer, Daf Ches and Beis and Gittin, to this Kasha? How can I have a guy write a star to acquire land in Eretz Yisrael? Mitzvah Rabbo. It's a Mitzvah Rabbo. An exception to the rule. It's a, I like to term it mitzvah rabba, a meta mitzvah, but I want to be specific what I mean by it. It's a mitzvah which lasts forever. If I hold a lulav in my hand, it's tremendous, tremendous. Once I put it down, it's done. I bench, it's not a bench right after lunch, tremendous mitzvah. I finish, it's done. You buy land in Eretz Yisrael till Mashiach comes. Why? You know why I like that definition? My own definition. I have a basis for it somewhere. And then you show me. You know why I like that definition? There's one more mitzvah I think we can call mitzvah rabbi. As a matter of fact, it's called mitzvah rabbi. I mean, Masechta Megillah. One. I'll give you a hint. It's mitzvah number one. It's mitzvah number one. Pruvu. Mitzvah number one. First verse of the 613. It's very relevant, this definition. I hope I'm right. They want to be matir to do whatever you have to do through a goy for the purpose of puruvu. Now, of course, I'm not discussing a normal case. case of fertility treatments. They can involve certain, you know, serious violations. So I told you, if you do it to a goy, we can rely on the assumption that the mitzvah rabba and the head there that's found to buy in Eretz Yisrael, which is mitzvah rabba, should apply here as well. The word mitzvah rabba is found in the Sefer Megillah of Zion, connection with Peru. Why? Long standing. You have a child, who has a child, who has a child. Till Mashiach comes, there'll be children from this Peru, fill in the blank, IVF, but they all these kinds of things you have to, you know, have to go to the labs and things of this nature on the Shabbos. Okay, they're not on topic right now, I just wanted to throw it in. It's all against the Arzaruah. Arzaruah says, no, it's a Shvus to Shvus. You'll say, ah, Shvus to Shvus. No one ever heard of the Shvus. Open the Shulchan Aruch, it's on the Makaris, I just told you. Simon Shinvav, who saw Simon Shinvav? Who saw it before? You're up to me, okay, very good. You know this already. Simon Shinvav, open up. Simon Shinvav, Sif Yud Aleph. Rambo is a good Ashkenazi, following the Ashkenazi Poskim. Says the Mechaber, Mutl Lidnos Bais Beretz Yisrael Me'ayin Ayudim Shabbos V'cholsim V'mal HaKos Shalahem V'tzav Shalahem V'in Ha'osr Rak Med Rabbonim Shush Beretz Yisrael Gozu Alev Zayin. What's Alev Zayin? Who? Ozeruah. Says the Bialacha, wait a minute. Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin first. Ein Ha'osr V'tzaloma Siva Zuvid Rabbonim Shvus Shvus Malka Mitzvah. We know this. Fine. Bialacha says, no! Ozeruah is Yechidah. And the Shemokah Mishas, Kol Apostim Cholkon Hazeh, the Daraisa, Kol Oshin, Mefurash Mishnah Kuf Gimel. Aye, Gemara Gittin Afches. Afilu Hachi, Tiru Bekana, Adei and Yehudi, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. That explains to you what's so special at Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Yishav is a special mitzvah. A special mitzvah. I call it mitzvah rabba, and the reason it's given is because I'm giving pshat, it lasts forever. Impact lasts forever. Let's learn together, Avosai, the words of the holy beer Allah. Let's learn together. We read it so kashas against the Mishnah of Pereshes. Right? B'cholosh. Mishnah Kuf Gimel. B'cholosh. Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. He knows about the Mishnah. Right? Also, who thinks they forgot the Mishnah? Forgot the Mishnah. Not shaykh. Say about the holy Rishon, they forgot a Mishnah. Not shaykh. B'chol Loshem Chayiv. Pirish Rashi, Kol Ksav, V'gufo, Shechalum Avuma. And the Rabbi Yol said, no. No. The Yerushalmi is learning Pshat in the Mishnah that Kol Loshem means, yeah, not only Hebrew, Greek too. The Yerushalmi, what do you want from me? The Yerushalmi, Mefarish. So it's Rabbeinu Yol. So what's he asking Akasha? He asks Akasha, it's against the Mishnah. You think the Rabbeinu Yol didn't know that? He learned Pshat in the Yerushalmi that way. Problem is, he thinks it can't be shot. Take a look over here in the Bialach. We're skipping a little bit. Watch. He says, well, come on. It's the only Greek? Shouldn't have said B'chol Lashon. He brings it right from Megillah Daf Ches. I'm about the third way down this page, 198, Bialach. Megillah Ches and Medbeis. The Mishnah says, Ein Beit Svarim L'Tfil L'Mezuzus Asha Svarim L'Tavim B'chol Lashon. Rashbag Omer, Apisvara Loitiru, she calls all the Yavonis. You see, Clara, the word B'chol Lashon and Mishnah speak does not mean Yavonis only. Okay, they're two conflicting views. Risi Borazarua, Shevisham Ralas for us, or Yishalmi. Ma B'chol Lashon, Afilu Aleph Alpha. And this is Besa Beta, it's a total sofer. Should be Bez Besa. That's how it is in the Mishnah Shkolim, in Greek, Alpha Beta Gamla. You know that. Alpha Beta Gamla, right? I can't go to the Phi Beta Kappa, I don't know all those things. But this I know. Okay. But with the Nakai Rishalmi, Afilu Aleph Alpha Beta, Mashma, Dachshik Savo Biksav Shalonu, Obiksav Yavas, Avu Biksav Achalocha Shiva Malocha. That's his Pshat Nirishalmi. Now, the Bialacha is a tremendous traditionalist. He deals with Rishonim Kimalacha, Mash, Kimalacha. I remember Vajj's Hakdama, I read the whole thing yesterday. Monday? I read the whole Hakdama. And he says the pshat, which I said over at the, I spoke at a rabbinical convention this summer times, same pshat. It goes back, puts in the Rav Polim. He knows everything. I just said it like this. He knows where it comes from. The Rav Polim is an introduction, right? The Rav Polim is the Ben Ishchai, no? Same person, correct? What's the, how the pasuk goes? Well, basically, it's 10 Svarim, all things the same pasuk. Benayahu, Ben-Yahu-Yoda, Ben-Ishchai, Mekap-Tziel, Rav Polim. Everything, it's all one pasuk. You wrote all the Svarim. I'm serious. Yeah. It's a pasuk about Shigrein Benayahu, Ben-Yahu-Yoda. So he says, he quotes in the Rav Polim as an introduction. If we Rishonim Kim Alochim, if we understand that the Rishonim are like angels and we can't even begin to approach them, how their greatness, how great they are. They were mentioned. But if Rishonim Kim Alochim, in our eyes, we consider them to be just mortals and try to deal with them eyeball to eyeball. I was using this to criticize. Not the time right now. Some of this, what they call today, Begolva Einayim. That's a new kind of Bible study they have in Eretz. Begolva Einayim means I look eyeball to eyeball with Avraham Avinu. You know. Are you kidding? So even when it comes to Rishonim, I'm not discussing Avos and Tanoim and Amoroim and Go Rishonim. They're way, way above us. And the Berlach is very much into that. Very much traditionalist. And he has tremendous respect for all the Rishonim, for sure. Afal PK. In this case, he thinks, look at the words that he uses. Look what he says. Uve emes perusha by Rishonim, tamua ma'od. That's as strong as it gets. Not more than that. Never say chalilat, you know, anything strong. But he's right. It's tamua ma'od. Very, it's a wonder. What are his questions? Let's look together. Let's look together. Why is it Tamur Mo? Why? Echad. But it's not a Mishnah, but Choloshin. Ech Yifarshan and Yishami, the Havana, or Ashur, so Yavanis, it's against him on Mishnah Megill. Two. Oh. The Fi Perusho, Mao Afilu Aleph, the Gotani Yishami. Hello, Emma. Alpha, Beta, Gamla. Just say Alpha, Gamla. What Aleph, what do you mean Aleph, Alpha? Is this the right word? Afilu Aleph? Oh. Is that word in your, is that a mistake?
No, it says
what. Is that a mistake? Mao afilu aleph? The word afilu aleph in the Yerushalmi?
That doesn't say anything.
I'm asking you a question. I claim the typo in the Shtabur in Bialacha. Instead of saying afilu aleph, you'd say aleph alpha. Who was the newest Mishtaburus? Who was the newest one?
Well, I mean, it's also
Hamer. It was Hamer, isn't it? Yeah. They don't, no correction?
Nothing.
But shouldn't it be? Look in the, who has the O's for Hader, not just that, but the,
know,
with the O, the thick, who, that the library has it. Yeah. Library has it. Next time you're in the library, look it up and see if anyone makes any, it doesn't mean straight. I think it should be Mao Aleph Alpha, the Kamei Rishami. That's quote. Ha'olam Alpha Beta Gamla. I just think it's a typo, but Viol. Lefi Perusho, Hayushami Soser is Atzvo Tokhu De Dibra. Hach Yisashan B'Mishnah, Hakosem Sheyosis Bein B'Shem Echad Bein B'Shem Shemes, Bein B'Shem Simonis, B'Chol Loshem Chayo, Om Rabbi Yossi, Lochivu Sheyosis B'Shem Roshem. That's what we know from the Mishnah. Koz Abi Yushalmi Shom, Man Tana Simonios, Rabbi Yossi Pirish. Ki Yerushalmi Svir Lei De Simonios Hu Milshon Simen. Brotz Olam Shnei Simon of Yalma. Hamor Amalei Ze Inyan. Kamosha Pirish Rav Hai Gon. Hu B'Maga Mishnah Yisham B'Karbonetah. V'al Zeh Kama Rabbi Yossi Hu Svir Lei De Chiyav Kosei B'Shem Roshem. Afil Val Shnei Sritos B'Yalma Chayov. Achach Hama B'Chol Oshin Aleph Alpha. Pirish Gedvarov of the Or Zeruah. Ken Amishah Sosir Es Atzmo. The Reisha Mishnei Simonius Rabbi Yossi. Umashan Rabbi Choloshin, Hakavan Ashur Tzivonis, La Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi, Vare Chayev Choloshin, Blogora Miroshe Miyamu, the Machai Rabbi Yossi. That's what I told you a few minutes ago. Ozruah didn't really pass like Rabbi Yossi. He's on the Chosh, because he's the one who says, Yechayevan on one line. You're not Chayevan on foreign languages. That's what I just told you earlier. And the Divrei Rishavi, the boss, says that Mavarth the Rabbi Yossi ain't shown. Vechnova the Betchila Marley Rabbi Yossi, Masofa Rabbi Yossi, that's the Mapsik Rishavi, Kamashal Del, Ibad Shalod Rabbi Yossi. Prata Mishnah, next page. So Sarah Satzma, Kamoch Yosav, he's piling on question after question after question after question after question. He thinks that the Ruiz trap is absolutely impossible. Too much of a doch. Too much of a doch. Yeah. The old. Top of the next page. The lama yishtara yin yin shavas begitin the shavas shtaras. Disa vede begitin daf yutas ubu kolosh. Ebenezer. Kos of law. There are ksima. Must be a different pshat in Rishama. By nearly the kavana say Rishama. I'll give you the opportunity to answer the Oz Arua. I answered the first kasha. That's pshat in Rishama. But it's kasha against the pshat in Rishama. You have to answer. I don't know. Look up in Rishama. See what it says. New pshat. The betchila kama mishnei simonios mani Rabbi Yossi. The chakak kama mahal b'choloshen v'tzoloma. What a beautiful, ingenious chat. Mahal revusa kei v'dafilu roshim b'alma chayev v'lo gore eis aloshen shuv v'roshim b'alma. What a great kasha. Chakak kama, watch this brilliant answer. Afilu aleph alpha v'tzoloma. The betchila cause of aleph base v'hosi os aleph B'chol teva, v'nasa alpha besa. What a brilliant shot. It said aleph and beis. I have a problem with that. Was it peso fist or pei plain originally? He said you add an aleph to aleph, you add alpha. It's not true. It's a peso fist. That's my tie against this shot in the Mishnah Berurah, but you have a terrorist stuff, you know. Havamina de lezegora, lohani betosa fosa klum. Look, what do you add? We know that aleph is alpha. We know beis is beis. What do you add? Kamash from the chayv anyway. V'ksiva b'chol oshin. If you are loshin yevani, aleph laf teva klal, adayin, achin shlimo, b'zeh osacha to alpha, chen base to beisa. Now you know why I had to change the shot before, I had to change the girsa before. How to be, instead he couldn't have the test in there. And he was ready to think about this shot. Fine. After being a shish, they also yos negin v'nikrin zem zeh, not a chidish lifta. Sviyula Yushalmi, k'am zeh b'klal, ha'vesh shtei ha'teva smuchas. It's all written as one, even though the letters in between. Chidusha megabe chidusha. Fiyar shalmi mashvet ayah mishvet the guf haksav hoya ashuri. Ela shalosh lo yevani. For Ravu sukanal. The what? The ksav really is ashuri, but it's a Greek language. Period. Al vemes pshita. Da filu amoya guf haksav namisha yevani. O shakoloshin gam ken chayev. A new pshat in the Yerushalmi, the second pshat. What Rabbeinu Yerucha? What in kosav os echad meloshen zeh, yos echad meloshen acher chayev. No source. That's pshat in Yerushalmi. Aleph alpha kipshute. Oh, simple. He wrote an aleph. And he wrote an alpha. Who knows how to write? How do you write alpha? Okay, you'll figure out right now. he puts an aleph in there. Oh, wait, for us, he can put an aleph and then put an A. Alpha, alpha, A. A. Dinah os echad kaza batmuna b'ksav shalom. Yos echad kaza batmuna b'ksav yivay. I like this better. With the Malosh Nakam English. It's a third shot, which he doesn't like, etc., etc., etc. The kitzer, he has two alternate pshatim. I prefer the second one, because otherwise the peso fist is in the way, and so I don't think it's really it's a problem with Negin. I think the second pshat is a much better pshat. He wrote alpha. Pshat. Oh, but now watch this. Watch this. Hayot imidoreinu, dal kol ksav shel kol umo chayim en ha-toruk, v'lech narei shel kol harishonim sviluken. The Rambam holds that way, Rashi holds that way, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rokeach, and he didn't call any Rishalmi, that means only Greek, right? The Ran, the last 2 narrow lines, which is the Farish. Kol Ksav Shal Shivim Loshin is Chayev, the Farish Ran in the Mishnah, the Meiri, the Ran, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Tos is getting up Ches, which you saw, it's the Daraisa, Yishver Tzol, Milen Yehudi, but the Ram quotes is Ryan Shinmen. The Chemuk of Berashah, but the Kama, Perkachov, and the Ramban Ritzvah, and the Mila, All the same way. Bala Yitzhar, all the same way. Kosta Lavona, the Malacha Daraisa, Muta Yak. This is a famous Bala Yitzhar. You can put on a candle, tell the guy to light a fire for you on Shabbos. But his Raya is this Gemara Gitna of Chesed. He holds it's also a Daraisa. You don't pass it away. Tembuchar Old, Mishkama Post, Mishitika Mishnah, Tzurasa. Mogan Avram, how can I almost say this? How can it be? Last five lines in Bila. A lifter b'ksiva shalashonos mitam. Ba'filu b'lashona kodesh yesh poskim shesovrim dim chosir aziyunim d'shatnes gets putter. Those letters have a tagata. U'mikoshkein b'shalashonos telem shum tunas ashurim. No, it's a good point. He knocks it out twice. Chodem. Danan paskin aliyal simu lamadavav den aziyunim makev. But Chayy b'Shabbos b'Chol Gash. Number one, Tam Be'Akiv, you buy Tefillin. Period. Number two, Va'afilu ha'poskim she'sovrin the b'ksiva ashuris im choser aziyin posel by Tefillin. We made a pot with the guy Shabbos. Yeah, have a doctor b'ksiva stan shom svirlu v'mikrik sav below ziyin shatnas get. Have a guy by Gittin. Hello, nifsek revenezet the kosher b'ksiva ashuris below ziyin. We doctor don't. And the Hotzi Lazar getting the Rishonim. He must have the same for Truma. Ksiva Stam Shiny. Even the Rivah holds by getting you need Mizuyonin. Even he's going to be mowed there. The Belash and Acher Gamken Kosher. Flo Shaykh Lomash the Choser Zion. Came in the Derech Aksav Zeh Hachiyu. A Mishnah of Pereshis in Gittin. Daf Pei Zayin. Get Shaksavu Ivritz Veid of Yavonis. All in the Morach Eilchus Kanis. All there. Hayin Shom. I wrote down the number if you want to look it up. I think I wrote it down. Tuf, Tuf, Kuf, Nun, Gim. It's printed in the back of a Sefer Menachos. Yeah? Now it comes with the final point. Look at Prima Godim, Shemem, Shemiyashem, Tzad, Shidas, Rabbeinu Yoel, Abu Magos, Magni. The Mogan Rome's Kashi. I have a fresh Koloshim Chayim. Yeah, but Dochak, Prima Godim. Who you farish a Mishnah, the Koloshim? Hainu rak lin haloshon levad avu guf aksav the characters ef shetabina dafka shuras ainshon. That's a brilliant answer. You can write Yiddish Rabbi Osai. What kind of characters are used to write the Yiddish line? Who knows? Hebrew. Well, they have Ladino. What's Ladino written in?
In English and Spanish.
Some Hebrew letters, aren't they? Correct?
Printed Hebrew letters.
Maybe that's a Prima Gardens shot. You're chayav in any language as long as it's using Hebrew characters.
It's like Judeo-Arabic too.
Right? That's the brilliant answer to the Prima Gardens, which is a beautiful answer, only one problem. It may be true, but not Rabbeinu Yoel said. Because Rabbeinu Yoel is the kasha, the kolosh, we saw what he says. It's on in front of the screen. He says, kolosh means Hebrew and Greek. That's it. The Prima Gardim didn't have Rabbeinu Yoel, didn't have the Rosaruah. He had this brilliant answer, but it's not what the Rosaruah himself said. He says the Prima Gardim. L'roah di Rabbeinu Yoel, v'al shita zuha mu Rosaruah. The Mepharish and Behedja, b'kavana, b'chaloshin, and in Gufa Osios. On the Mepharish, on the characters. Umar b'zeh rak Yivani. Why is it from Gittin? Hanoda b'Yehuda. Kedbarenu, shekol k'sav min ha-Torah. Or is Ruhu Yachid Medava, Lomatsinu Lo Chaver? There's no one who holds like him. Nobody. So now, Rabosai, we have to look, Rabosai, in the Pirush of Mishnayos, or the Rambam. The Pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam, please, on this Mishnah. Did I put the Rambam on the tonight? I think so.
Yeah.
Pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam. I think in this Gemara, it's right before the Rif, if I'm not mistaken. We put it much later than it's in the old tradition of the Gemara. I think. Yep. Right before the rift. Pirush Mishnayos. Here we are. Let's look carefully. It's very careful. Hakosim Shneyosios is page Ches in my print, second column. If you have another Gemara, I'm sure it's in a different place, you can find it. It's the third Mishnah of Perek Abon, Perek Shneimos. Amram ben Yamina ben Smolo. Mishishtamish mishtayod, right? Shol mishtayod, ambidextrous. Otherwise, only a minute. Samanios, hulashin rabin, Shel Simon. Simonim. People write. Aleph means one. Beis means two. In any language. Any characters. Rav Yossi says no. Shayosos enochai vishim kosei. Shim roshim. The roshim etzleinu. Watch this. Etzleinu? Maybe that's low. Then we'll have a kapach. Look up tomorrow, please.
We understood it like he
was like speaking from the perspective of Yossi. Check the kapach, please. May Ovis Malachas, Kevin Shem Mishkan, Kikar Shem Mishkan, Mashayu Monim Shem Kof, Ayu Kosin, Al Keresh Arishan, Tzidav, Al Echad, Aleph, Al Keresh Atsheni Beis. Until the last one, Kof, Hukumo Shamar, Mishakosav, the Keresh, Echad Yud Aleph, and Mishnei Osios, the Koch, Ala Yutes, Chaim Hashem Roshem, the Toela, Sayos, the Mishim Kosin, the Mishim Roshem, Kiladas, all the Mishim Kosay, Yishayev, Al Beis, Osios, Kishakosav, Ksiva, Bishabis, Bishogeg. Kach kosav al shnei kosher to the bottom. Behel amechos eino chayv alachat asachas fishim malocha achas ovi mishim roshem moda roshem meyavas malochas yischayv shtayim. A whole new pshat. A whole new pshat in the Rambam. Everyone agrees it's an isa d'oraisa according to the Rambam. But is it one malocha, one av, or two of us? It's a chpilei ploim. If the Rambam is right, why is it if a person writes left-handed, the Gemara says that it's chayv according to one, not according to the other. Rambam will answer, but if it's a separate av, you judge it separately. And Roshim is done typically left-handed. There's a chiddush niflum in the Rambam. You take a look at the Bir Halacha. We only have time just to start it, but to finish it tomorrow, we'll see out of the Shemayim. Let's take a look for a minute. For a second. In Shin Mem, in the Bir Halacha. Just for a second. I'm going to show you the question. We'll do it to be there tomorrow for Siyad Bishma. It's on page Kuftzah, the album we left off. Agav Echtov Dvar Pele Shrisi B'magad Mishra Perek Et Alp Yechashav Dov Yitzayin Der Masl Roshem. The Rambam writes, Roshem told us Kosei Roshem Rosham V'Tzoros V'Kosel V'Shoshem V'Kosei V'Kosei V'Kosei. Magad Mishra says, Roshem told us Kosei Mishra V'Abonim Rav Yosef Chivish Tehra Osset Mishra Roshem. Told us Kosev. He writes that Eino Lach Rav Yossi means not a separate av. Gam ze Eino. He's not discussing Sritos there. He's talking about Shtei Osios. I think Mardat Kul Gimel. Now we have to stop. I'm out of time. I'm sorry for this. We're in the middle. We'll see tomorrow. We'll start with this Rabosai. And we'll go on to. I don't think we'll finish Kosev tomorrow. We'll try to get close to. I hope to finish it on Sunday. If we're lucky, we can start Tovei if we can on Sunday. And then you'll get an email about the makeup, so you have a chance to look through it over Shabbos, and we'll discuss it further on Sunday.